وأن الله على نصره لقدير. So this is to tell you that the concept of war in Islam itself is a concept that when you are pushed to the wall, you are left with no options, and then you can then fight. So what do you think of a situation today where Muslims fight each other, where Muslims kill each other, where Muslims, if you look at WikiLeaks, what he said about how, for instance, Saudi Arabia sponsored the attack of Iraq, it is there, everybody knows, it's common knowledge. If you look at how they sponsored the destruction in Syria, if you look at how they sponsored the destruction in Afghanistan, if you look at how they sponsor destruction, the division of Muslims all across the world without paying attention to extending Islam beyond where it is not. If you look at all these things, you will come to realize with me that the whole teaching of Islam is changed upside down. Now, another thing I want us to also look at before we go into, having laid this background from the contemporary happening, if you look at armed conflict today, we have what is called international armed conflict, non-international armed conflict. Most of the conflicts today are non-international armed conflict, and almost all the non-international armed conflicts today, most of them have to do with Islamic countries. And most of them have to do with Muslims killing each other or sponsoring the killing of each other. What was it that happened? And another thing, if you look at Islam, Islam has been a religion that produces knowledge. Islam has been a religion that produces knowledge. It's not a static knowledge. It's not a static system. What was it that happened to Islam to make us, to change us, to make us so rigid, so backward thinking, so people are so mistaking us, we are forgetting about the dynamic, progressive aspect of Islam. I was reading last month a book by some architect, Islamic architect, I know professor will know that. They were looking at, they drew some lessons from architectural, Islamic architecture, and they went back to the history. And they started from when the prophet came to Medina. They said that, they wanted to go into the debate of architecture and town planning about function and form. And they said, lessons from Islam is that function is more important than form. And you know, the debate between aesthetics and functionality. And then they said, from how the prophet came, when he came to Medina, the first thing he did, establish a mosque for him. That is function first. And when they established the mosque, they established the mosque and they let it develop with need. They let need to develop each stage. They said, first, there was no roof. When sun was disturbing them, they put some roof that covered just part where people are there. The prophet was standing there, was always standing in front of the people. When the crowd was so much, they now brought two, three legs of palm tree. And then he used to sit on the third and put his leg on the second. That is how every stage of the development of Medina, every stage of the development of the architecture and building is developed by function. I don't know why what is happening to some of our scholarship that they're forgotten about this developmental aspect of Islam, which is an Islam that develops with time, it develops with trend, it develops with day. When Islam came, the Sahabas that were with the Prophet, verses were coming five per day. When they come, they cram it, based on need, another verse comes, based on need, another verse comes. And as far as Islam is concerned, most of the developments we have today in knowledge, they have all been dictated by knowledge. For instance, during the time of the Prophet, there was no time for now. Was there any need for now? No. But later, when a lot of people who are not Arab joined Islam, then they developed the knowledge of now in order to meet the need. And then another thing, even hadith, there was no compilation of the hadith as we have now. But later, when the needs arise, there was the need to compile hadith. There was no written book about tafsir. But when the need arise, there was the need to do it. So Islam is a developmental religion. It's a religion that comes to pass because it's coming from Allah. And Allah has set human beings generally from the framework of development. So if you take Islam away from this developmental part, you are now taking Islam to destruction. If you look at how the whole being came about, When Allah chose to create human beings, وَإِذْكَانَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّيْزَا إِنُوْا بِالْأَدِ فَالِفَاتِ قَالُوا أَتَدْهَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُنْسِلُ فِيهَا وَيَسْلُقُ الدِّمَاءَ وَدَعَ الْمَجِيُّ بِحَرْكِكَ وَمِنْكَ تِسْلَانِ قَالَ إِنِّيَا لَوْا وَلَا فَعَلَهُ. And then the state was set for development. When the religion started coming, the first thing that came, when they came was that a brother can marry his sister, but not one immediately, not one he's born with. But later, with time, this law is developed up to the point that during the time of the prophet, another comprehensive set of Tahareem comes. Prophet Alayhi Wasallam, Umar has to the end of the verse. But if it developed into an elementary step, not everybody was. This development was, this Tahareem was not there. When Adam and Hawa came, it was the needs of the time then required a different set of law. That set of law was not the one compared to the one that the prophet came with. Now, if you look at all later in our discussion now, you look at most of those rules and regulations that came with human beings, you can see that every stage, every development is a step further. For instance, at that time, the problem was recognizing Allah. Thank you very much. The problem was recognizing Allah. So when Noah came, it was not an issue of social responsibility. It's an issue of recognition of Allah. So that is why if you look at Surah An-Nur, you can see the whole focus of Nabi Allah was to introduce them to understand Allah and do away with idol. Now, but this all effort to do that fail, and that is why at the end of the day, the whole Ummah was destroyed. After that time, the point, the focus was how to understand Allah. Now, later after that, other Anbiya followed. Every prophet came with an advancement related to the needs of the time. So that is why Nabi Ibrahim, when he came, the message was to let people understand Allah and subject themselves to Him. The same thing with all the Anbiya that followed. And then Musa, when he came, the religion was also about political rights. That is what brought about Exodus. Now, if you look at other Anbiya, they came with animal rights. Now, if you look at all these developments, every stage comes with an added advancement until the prophet of Islam came. And when he came, he now mastered everything. All these developments were encapsulated into Islam. And therefore, finally, he was born in his last predicament. It was related. This is to say, the whole message that started from and developed every stage one by one, historically, came to perfection during the time of the prophet. And when it came to perfection during the time of the prophet, the whole key for final progress now became under this religion. So why is it that this special Ummah is now backward? Why is it that this special Ummah, that it has taken thousands of years to develop humanity to that level, finally became as what has happened? Why? Why is it that this Ummah, that from the method of the prophet, what happened between the angels and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a source of satisfaction to Allah. Because before human beings were created, when he said Elijah even to any Khalifa, what the angels reported was that, من يسجد فيها ويترك الجماعة ونحن نصلي بحمدك ونقدسنا بيتك أو أنا we worship and obey you. We do whatever you tell us to do. These human beings you want to create, they will be spilling blood. They will be putting all sorts of destruction. What God told them was just simple. And it said, in me alone, Manakala. Now, if you look at in me alone, Manakala, if you look at what the angels told them, if you look at the thousands of years that it has taken, and now every year, during Arafat, Allah will still remind when I the angels. Dubai people, where did it came? Allah will tell the angels, see human beings on earth. See the people of the of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They've gathered in Arafat because of me. So the message here is that in me alone, when I tell them, yes, they will spring blood. Yes, they will destroy. Yes, they will repossess. But within this Ummah, there is going to be the best of creatures. Within this Ummah, within this humanity, there are going to be leaders. Like Imam Busari used to say, Lamada Ana, the Ta'atihi, the So in this Ummah, that God has so blessed with special creatures that all people of knowledge have come to conclusion that of everything that God created, there is nothing like human, like Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is in this Ummah. And this Ummah, because of that, we became the best of Ummah. So what was this that happened to us that we reject ourselves back to as far as happening? So the key to this, I think, is in the words of our Sheikh Ibrahim. About 5 or 7 years ago, we had knowledge of Sheikh here, and I was telling our professor, what are we here? I say I'm not a historian, but me, I've undergone some study of history. I mean, when I read of history and development and the philosophers produced by Islam and the upward trend of Islam, how Islam came down during the fitna, how late after the fitna it came up, how later it came down again, how during the Baghdad's glorious days, the Ghazalis of this world took Islam through philosophy up, and then how it came back, and how Salahuddin Ayyubi came and lived Islam again, and they taught the lion heart of Europe what it means to be civilized, and then how at the end of the day, 2 centuries after Islam came down, how Islam allowed Europeans to divide the Ottoman Empire, how Islam allowed Europeans to come to Hijaz. If you read the confession of a British spy against Islam, Mr. Humphrey, how they entered into Hijaz and separated us, I say, if you look at all these things and how our Sheikh was born 9-0, you will see that Sheikh came with a new message for humanity, with a new message for Islam. And this new message for Islam is the message of us to go back to our roots, to understand what is the real Islam that we should, that this century needs. What is the real Islam that will be key to our problems? And that is why, please, the Kufar should help me bring that bait. A lot of Bihara, Black, Rato, Inani, a lot of Urawa, Munna, Badha, Zivana. Sheikh said, I've traveled over oceans, waves of oceans. I've traveled over mountains. I've traveled over cities. I've traveled over villages. Why have I been so much traveling? Harun al Bari, he loosened the deed. I'm doing this because I want God to be pleased with me. This his religion needs support. And see the name of Allah that Sheikh use here. Mr. Sheikh Awliya Allah, when they, everything they use here, they say Koko. He didn't use the name Kanaja, he used the name Bari. So this God that created human beings from the beginning for a purpose. So I want to come and restate this purpose that he has stated. Arumu Rilan Bari in the certain in I want to bring out, I want to treat out what has been hidden to a new generation of Misala, a new example, not the poor example people are showing. In this process, I've spent the whole of my life to understand that all you see in me is Shaiva. I've spent the whole of my life Imam Al-Fazl has been what say. I'm now weak. My body is weak, not like before. Hope, the evil. Al-Ibn. Sha'ibun. Mutahammisun. But you end up not giving up. He has spent the whole of his life doing this. But you are not giving up. Why is he doing that? The answer is given. Because this Islam has so been misrepresented. This Islam has been so given a wrong picture. So I have done all this, I'm so waking, but I'm not tired. This message must go. This message, the deen of Islam, the Prophet God, is the deen of Musa. Not the deen of the Awud. Not the deen of the Shadud. It's a deen that always comes with. It's a thing that when there are only two choices, the Prophet chooses the less like. It's a thing that when Sahabas are fighting over two options, he said, all of you are correct. When he said, call it Habib Raid without praying Maghrib Asad. Some of them prayed on the road. Some of them allowed themselves to go. When they came back to me, what did he say? You are all correct. One day that woman met somebody reciting Quran, not the way he knows. He hold him like this, took him to the Prophet. I had somebody reciting Quran, not the way you recite it. He was not wrong. He was not into the arrow. If it is now today, people will just hang you. But what did he say? He said, recite and recite. You man will recite, he said, all of you are correct. When he took a young man to this Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, all these elders, Sahaba, and they went and they saw this young leader perform prayer in the way they don't. And he came and he asked and he gave him the juice. He said, it's okay. So this again, that is sinful, that has been so combated, that is the message of 21st century. How do we seize back our religion into the form that God has intended it to be? Because God that brought Islam to sustain the gawa of human beings. That is why when it came, the whole knowledge of the whole of development of Islam is hung on knowledge. The first verse is ignorant. This one of can be followed. That is why a deen cannot be done with the awu. It can only be done with knowledge. And when you are talking about knowledge, you know, Alhamdulillah, you Rabbul Alameen. Mashayikh Tasawwuf have provided mashrab that has developed Islam. Then without this mashrab, you cannot go into in-depth of knowledge. That is why most of the people that have brought Islam, you can see they are people that have brought from the mashrab of Tasawwuf. And today they are taken to the park. Naga, back bench. Take Imam Ghazali. Look at how what he has done with philosophy. When anyone can have developed in the second, third, and fourth century of Hijra, when they were trying to distort, to destroy, attack Islam from the philosophical point of view. People like Ghazali went into philosophy, they do not accepted that not only are we Muslims. If you look at who are these, the writers of William Jones of America, the pragmatic philosopher, who are these Sigmund Freud, all these people are still overwhelmed by the kind of philosophy that Ghazali have brought. Now, if you look at Ibn Khaldun, if you look at all these people that have given Islam a source of pride, these are people who are rooted in tasawwuf. And that is why for you to move Islam ahead, you have to have people of tasawwuf. And today they are taken to the backward. And wherever Islam is today, you can see these people that develop it. Even the Afghanistan we are talking here, if you read the book written by Hayati Ma'al Taliban, he was our Taliban ambassador to Pakistan. He wrote that most of that, he recounted their 20 years of experience of fighting with Russia, fighting with America, fighting with, and he said behind all this, unknown to a lot of people, the real force behind the strength of Afghanistan, he said they are people of tasawwuf. And he mentioned part of those to be like the governor, Nurul Shuyuk, Lecha Bandi, how they employed. If you now go to Nigeria, for instance, look at what Sheikh Usman bin Fodio have done. Look at how they transformed Islam. If you look at Bono, the contribution of Seifa Ulama. If you look at Gambia, Senegal, the contribution of Sheikh Omar Rukuti. If you look at Libya, the contribution of Sununzi. If you look at Sudan, the contribution of Mahdi. So people of Tasawwuf have been a rich source of development and advancement for Islam and to the Maghreb. Now, this is apart. Now, let's also go back. We have discussed Tasawwuf. We have discussed the relationship with war. We have discussed the relationship between Tasawwuf, that is inner Islam, mashrab, and development in Islam. And how Islam developed, and how if you are taking Islam to the bad days of Salaf. I know Salaf is okay. You follow Salaf, but Salaf is supposed to give you a framework to develop. But if you close every development, and you say roll Salaf, and you don't allow Islam to develop, then you are killing Islam. Because if you look at the history of humanity, how Islam developed from every prophet, Islam again have been developing one step ahead. Some of the prophets they came to call for Tawhid. Some of them come to call for economic rights. Some of them come to call for political rights. Some of them come to call for animal rights. But in all these states, the prophet of Islam came and encompassed all these things into a single comprehensive connection. So if you are taking Islam, you are forgetting about how we developed this world. And if you are closing Islam, then you are allowing people who have benefited from Islam to be developing, and then allowing us to be stagnated. So that is why America that have developed democracy and all that, the whole of secret that we put in was after the end of the entire of the people. Remember, the Amanu, Amin, the Swahili, what to us all been hard, what to us all been tough. And that is why you see America never plays with life. They almost impeach a president because he lied on the oath. And that is why if you take 50 million in America for a purpose, if you dare touch that money, you are in trouble. So they've taken all this practical aspect of Islam. But where is it with us? Nothing. And these are key issues in Islam that we should never forget. We should never think of Islam as a religion that just dictates our relationship in mosque. No. Islam came for a purpose. And that purpose, it is very categorical. When it says in the silence, when it says, By order of compilation, it has explained this layer over. If you look at Tafsir of the Al Tawi, Sheikh Abdullahi Gondu, he developed about, he discussed, he spread these 15 words and categorized human beings into three. One, Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fihi Hudan Lil Muttaqin Alladhina Yu'minuna Bil Ghaib Wa Yuqimuna As-Salata Mimma Razaqnahum Yunfiqun Walladhina Yu'minuna Bima Unzila Ilayka Wama Unzila Min Qablika Wabil Akhirati Hum Yuqinun Ulaika La Hudan Min Rabbihim Wa Ulaika Hum Al Muhtadun. This is the first category. Second category, Alladhina Kafaru Sawun Alayhim Wa Anzatum Wa Antadhirhum La Yu'minun Khatama Allahu Ala Qulubihim Wa Ala Sam'ihim Wa Ala Absarihim. This is the second category. Third category, this is second, who is the worst, but is here because this category belongs to a category that in whom illa kana kanibarhum alandu tatuya. This is a category that God does not waste time with them. So even humans are asked to forget them. Kuzun up, wa amur bil urf, wa arin anin. Wherever you see zani wa makalatu wa yidah, most of those things that God says, live, they are this second category. Now, the next category is Anas. Under this category, you have the Munafiqun. Under this category, you have the Ahlul Kitab. Under this category. Now, the whole world is coming to a stage where this third category is becoming enforced. And the first category that Islam brought is becoming weakened. What is the category that Islam brought? The category that Islam brought is the category of Iman. That category that God has promised his blessing. That category that Allah said, Ulaika ma al-lazina an'ama alayhim, an'ama Allah alayhim min al-nabiyina wa fizikina wa shahada wa afna ulaika rafika. That category that when we say, it is not Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is them we mean. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. That category that Allah is so proud of, محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا إلى آخر الآية. That category puts our Sheikh in his futuhat, part of the karama of our Sheikh Ibrahim Kaula. When he came to Zaria here, the khutbah, go and check history, the khutbah that Sheikh gave here in Zaria, that Kudu was centered on this verse, and when he centered, he brought the daraja and maqamat of the four khalifas, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali. Are you not surprised that today the battlefield between Sunni and Shia about this Sahaba is here in Zaria, and shared more than 50 years ago, planted. I don't think we have a break. In this verse, Sheikh now proved, when he gave the khutbah here, he gave the khutbah. But in that tafsir, he now explained and differentiated. Though it was born out of wilaya, but awliya Allah go with knowledge. They don't do anything of hazard. He now gave his evidence. And he cited Qurtubi, he cited the tafsir of Qurtubi, and how he used some verse given by Qurtubi to show that Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fihi Hudan Lil Muttaqin. He said Al-Muttaqin Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Alladhina Yu'minuna Bil Ghaib, he said Sayyidina Umar. The authority for that is Qurtubi. And then he proceeded he now went to the book of Suyuti. And then he used the hadith given by Suyuti to prove that that one is Sayyidina Usman. And the last one is Sayyidina Ali. You can go and read the theory of tafsir for detailed discussion of how Sheikh supported. But as far as we are concerned, Even if you don't see that, whatever she says, we are good. Now, this is the. So, this part, these four parts, if you look at what we are today, we have neglected their own part. The Islam that we claim to do, even though we claim the name of Salaf, 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 but we have abandoned this Salaf. Because those Salaf, God has shown us their sign. They are not proud by their actions. They are not proud by calling everybody bidah, bidah. They are proud by being with the Prophet. So ask yourself, who are with the Prophet? That is why even when Quran was discussing these people, the first word that came is my ear. Muhammadur Rasulullah. But the dinner, Ashidaw. And then you may say, okay, Ashidaw, Ashidaw. This Ashidaw is not the Ashidaw of Tashaddud. This Ashidaw, let's say, Shadid ibn Uwa, Namah Shadid. Thank you very much. So, this Tashaddud is not that of the Awruf. And that is why, if you look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr, when he lived his life, most of those people who do Tashaddud today, and they cite Surah Al-Tawba to say, Ayat al-Sayyid have overtaken all the moderate positions of Islam, and that Islam have chosen moderation because Islam was weak, and therefore now Islam is so strong, and therefore no moderation. That is why we always answer them that you don't know the Prophet, you don't know the Sahaba, because Sayyidina Abu Bakr knows the Prophet better than you. And after the Prophet, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr now became the Khalifa, he retreated the same moderation that the Prophet used to give. The moderation that the Prophet used to give is called seven commandments. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr developed it by istinbat and made it ten. Part of the moderation is that when you go and kill women, when you go and kill children, when you go and you meet people in their churches who are not fighting, you don't fight them. When you go, don't attack even a live tree. When you go, if you want to slaughter, when you slaughter, what you eat. What? Oh my God. Have you seen the part of Tashaddud there? Now, if you take Sayyidina Umar, when Sayyidina Umar went to Palestine, what happened between him and the people there, Ahlul Kitab there? He refused to pray in their mosque because if he prayed, he is afraid people will come and take over their church. That is the deen of Islam. That is the deen that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. That is the deen that, according to our Sheikh, if you want to understand the deen of Islam, you have to go back and understand the Prophet. Because Kulukul Quran, like Aisha said, in fact, some people say Zalik al-Kitab will not ever teach. Zalik al-Kitab in some tafsir. Although some say that kitab means Quran. But some say Zalik al-Kitab ishara ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is Quran in practice. He is Quran on motion. He is a dynamic Quran. And that is why if you just think anything about him is about simplicity. That is why everything about him is about simplicity. And that is why all the people that he trained and built, they are people of simplicity. Adam and Eve being tradition. And he passed this to his companions. And people have taken our Islam back away, far away from these entities. And unfortunately, like you said, subhanAllah, this part they are taking us, it is a far part that will continue to be repeated. Don't forget when Tatar came. Tatar did not move. Have you ever heard of Tatar? You know of people that no people have destroyed Islam like them? Do you know that no people have destroyed Muslims like them? Do you know that people who, when they attacked Baghdad for days, the river of Baghdad became blood? You know they overcame Muslims because of Muslims of those days. But you know that at the end of the day, Islam overcame them. Their grandchildren later became Muslims. And there are these Malaysia, Kan people you see. If we abandon this part of Islam, if we abandon this part of Islam and continue the way we are, the suffering will continue until we come back to the part of Islam. And when we are defeated, it's not Islam that is being defeated. It is our misguided understanding of Islam that is defeated. And Allah is with justice, which Islam represents. And if America holds on to those battles, you will clash with America and America will win it. Because that is where Islam is justice. And that is why when Islam came, it's not just about a worship. Let's continue with a category that we have abandoned. You know, so after this part of the movement, the second category, God did not refer to them as human beings. It says, God says, in an Azina Kafaru, so I want Alayhim, Hazza Tawhim, Hazza Tuzirhim, Tahihim, Khatam Allah wa la Qulubihim wa la Qalbihim wa la Afsarihim bi Shawa, wa lahum Azab al Azim. Close chapter there. No discussion. These are people that whatever you can do, there is no progress for them. Whatever you can do, these people would not change. That is why even I will proceed. Well, even though Allah is so clear, as the line shakum, Father is Samaut of Ali, Allah will Allah, Allah will Hayir Kayum, that of Lusina to Manano, after finishing introducing Allah, at the end of the day, Allah says, La Ikara to Din, Takabayana, Rush in the day, for when you put it out for union in the land, for the disobedient of the world to who shall not be found at the heart, what are the same? All these people, these are people that verses of Quran will not change them. Now, the next part, this one, their case is closed. How is it closed? Ulaika kal al-ami, bal hum adadu sabila. So, these people are worse than animals. Now, the next category, these are categories that are called now. And that is why we are now focused on that. And that is why we continue with our discussion. That is why we will continue with our discussion. Now it's now back to square one. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. So I want you to look at what is happening today in the world. You can put most of the category of human beings under this. So, before we proceed, the first call that God gave to these people was not the call of Iman first. What is that? In the name of that, Tutsidu, Yadu, in the manan, Muslim. It was after that, before Allah now said, what is that? In the name of Amin, Ukama, Amad, and Nas. Why are they called to stop Fasad before they are called to Iman? I hope my point is clear. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. That is why honesty is very scarce today. وَمَا يُخَادِعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ. So what is that given لَهُمْ? It didn't say that what is that given لَهُمْ أَنِّي. It started with that subsidy. So that is how from there now, every call to Iman is mixed with call to Islam. That is why Quran is so reckless. وَلَا تُبْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. That is why from that verse, after about seven verses from there down, my time, I wish before we'll have time to go one by verse, but it seems I have no time. But if you read from there, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. That is why discussion about Nas continue. And don't forget, the whole of Quran is out to treat this influence of man. Nas. So when he finished, Surah Al-Baqarah finished with a praise to Muminun. It started with Muminun, five verses for Muminun. It finished with Aman Rasulullah on Zina. Well, Muminun, that one started with Muminun. Now if you proceed, at the end of the whole Quran, it now finishes in Fala Uzzul Rabbin Nas. You understand? Now, even before this Fala Uzzul Rabbin Nas, although in the Rabbin Falak it used one name of Allah, but when it came to Nas, it used three special names of Allah. Fala Uzzul Rabbin Nas, Malik Nas, Elijah Nas. But in case of Fala Uzzul Rabbin Falak, Fala Uzzul Rabbin Falak, Mishari Ma'al Falak. So the whole of Quran is to deal with this problem of humanity. And that is why when it spread after our 15 birth from Munir and Nas, the first introduction of people to Allah started with God to humanity. Because from the beginning of Baqarah, this is where you see the name of Allah. Wallahu muhidum bil kafirin. Give me the verse. Human being is only the only creature that God has chosen to give some of his qudrat. And the way to unfold this qudrat is with knowledge. From that, in the Lala Kuli Shayn Adin, that ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah did tell us that the firasha was the ma'a bin ha'a wa rabbana bin as-sama'i ma'a. Now, the problem now came to give us a framework how to relate with the movement, how to relate with the couple, how to relate with now. Relating with movement, he said, first, the leaders of movement, Sahabi can do it. They are you, it's a datum. He has given us a framework of how to deal with the movement. And then he said, these people are leaders. Whatever you think you have done, even if you have failed with, because you hear young people, even if you are fed with something that is bigger than old, you cannot reach their stage. Now, after that, he introduced us to Nas. Wakalik and Nas, the Bulukin happened. So after developing this framework, it now developed a framework of how to deal with all creatures of human beings. So that is why from this year, I went now, the discussion continued with the last creature of God. This time around, we are not talking about the vision of human beings. Yeah, we are not talking about the vision of human beings. We are not talking about the vision of human beings. We are not talking about the vision of human beings. Allah Quraishan. Wa sama abana'a. Wa hazala mina sama ima. Alfa akaraka bi mina sama lati nitkandakum. Malakat al-Mudillahi al-Nadal. So the first call here is for shirk. Is to introduce you to Islam, which Tawheed is. The Tawheed here that Islam call you, invite you to, is a Tawheed that is in Muqabala with Islam. That is why, that is to say, don't create idol worshippers, idolatries. That is, it now re-emphasize all the teachings that Nuh have brought. From there it proceeded until the half of Quran. That is Surah Al-Kahf. And then it introduced the second aspect of Tawheed. This one is a Tawheed that is Muqabala this one is the Tawheed that is the Muqabala with Iman. That is why, and that one too, the Prophet is the secret there too. Just like here, the Tawheed here too is amalgamated with the Prophet. There too is amalgamated with the Prophet. Here, that of Tawheed of Islam, after introducing us to Allah, Then it concluded that chapter with Tawheed again. The other one has his Alhamdulillah, the first of him has his Alhamdulillah in Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, the Rabbil Alameen. The second of him has his Alhamdulillah in Alhamdulillah, the Azala Al-Abi Al-Kitaba. Then the last one, it introduced Turkey and close with Hamdallah later. So the Hizb started with Sabism and Rabbikal A'la. Allah Zika Laka Fasawwa. But what is Allah and Rasulullah like as a big Hamdi and Rabbika? So this is the Tawheed that concluded وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. This is Ihsan. Now in all these three stages, every stage has an ethics that Islam has established on how to deal with others. In the state of Islam, al-Muslimu man salima al-Nas min yadihi wa lisani. That is the first stage. The ethics called by tradition of Islam is that you should not harm anybody. If you think you are a Muslim and people are not safe from you, then you are not a complete Muslim. Now the second stage, which is Iman. That one is la yuminu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbu. La yuminu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu mutabian lima jitu bi. This one is the second step. This one is not about not coming. It's about being good. Now the third step, which is the ethics of the Ihsan, which is what we of tasawwuf need to develop, is in the parable that we hear ahasan. فإذا النبي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه وما يلقاها إلى الذين صبروا. And that is why all our shuyukh have passed through this. That is why Sheikh was saying, what the Buddha is the Jihad, and the Father is the Jihad, and the Father is the Jihad, and the Father is the Jihad. So this is the, that is why of all the problems he suffered, when the colonial people invited him to ask him about people that we are terrorizing him, what our Sheikh had to say about them was vital. Because this maqam is maqam of Ihsan. This, my brothers, is the heritage of Islam. This, my brothers, is what Islam represents. We cannot understand this if we don't acquire knowledge. The whole of us, human beings, if you look at human beings, both have chosen one of that kind of money, Adam. Some people use that to say it's because of human rights. But me, as far as I'm concerned, I think it is because of the sacred hidden in human beings. If you look at his head, it's M, Muhammad, H, Harun, Nimun Dalis, Muhammad, the secret of the Prophet being with us, that is our where we end our lessons. And this secret, this strategy is bound with knowledge. And that is why the whole of humanity could not open the bounties of knowledge until the Prophet came. And that is why all these developments that we are seeing, they are developments that al-Hikmat al-Du'anat al-Mumin, Aynama wa Jadaha, that is why all these things we are seeing belong to us, but we have abandoned our heritage. And God has promised us this heritage. And that is why in Surah Al-Baqarah, so the time is not on my side. But let me recite this. I've always been saying this to my students. I said, when God wanted to give history an origin of human beings, if you know the strategy of Asma, Tawheed al-Asma, Tawheed al-Sifat, God started the origin of human beings from the discussion of his name, Ali. He said, what the zika that can come up with Ali Jamila? So much of our inner Samai, first of all, when the Samai Samai wants to. But what the good thing? Ali. Like I've always been saying to my students, let's proceed from this. Let's just recite five verses and we'll conclude with that. What is the next verse after that? We're telling a book a little bit of infection. The ninja is to let the Khalifa. And you ask about the Khalifa. When you see the Khalifa, when you see the Khalifa, I will not disturb you the army. I know what you don't know. Don't forget the last verse ended with Alim. Let's go to the next verse. Adam is started with what? Adam and Atama of Kuta, some Arab of whom? Makada Ami Uni, Ami Uni, test of knowledge. It started with knowledge. In between is test of knowledge. And later you see what comes after knowledge. Ami Uni, we have my how would I open to? Tell it. Kami Suhanaka. La Ilma. 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 It started with Alim. the whole NDP is taking, and they have gone for Panayi. When they have gone for Panayi, they return to God, and then God gave them to God. That is how from there the stage was set. And in every stage, human beings may not fail. God has known the capacity of human beings to make error, but He has given us power of knowledge. He has given us power of guidance. If you hold on to this, you will be safe. If you abandon it, there will be a problem. And that is why when the malaika returned to God, Subhanaka la ilma manana, God pardoned them and asked them to pay respect. When Shaitan was carried away by his takabur and he had forgotten about this, instead of asking God to pardon me, he was asking for long life. And he was changed. And he was changed. And then Sayyidina Adam, after the error which God had forgave, Fatalaka Adam will not be here. So since then, when the state was so staged, then we came back to this earth. Allah has promised when His blessings and teachings come, if you follow His guidance, you'll be successful. If you abandon His guidance, you have a problem. The Prophet has told us, in the ma'ana rahmatullah, that it's not for you. You take the part of the Prophet and be part of Makarim al-Akhlaq. If you like, you take the part of that America have taught the Ibn Wahab of this day, the radicals of this day, that kill people anyhow, and the day will come when you will know who is the right party. May Allah guide us.
I will borrow from the wording of Professor Muhammad Bedouin. I think the morning we had in 2019, Sheikh wasn't around. And when he was called for one to speak, he said, in his own words, he said, "A living man, Abdullah Ibn Kini, is dead. What we ask us to say is Alhamdulillah. Let Alhamdulillah. Let Alhamdulillah. Doctor has given us, I think it is very good justice to the topic given to him. Not just for us to now listen and sit in fear. It's for us to take lessons from the discussion we've had so far. Inshallah, Sheikh will do more of Ta'liq in his keynote address to what Dr. Afshad. But I've seen some of us losing out. Some of us are not making our breakfast because we left somewhere very early to this place. And we call and say, Rabbi, the Parani, to give us 2 minutes to say, Ma, inshallah. 2 minutes.
اللهم صل على سيدنا
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.